Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
Guys, how you going? I'm not a psycho who waits to eat Maccas.
Good.
I go through a drive-thru and eat it straight away. Uber Eats is the ultimate degradation to yourself. By the time you get home, or if you've had it delivered, the cheese is back to being its waxy plastic original form and the chips are sawdust.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, it's where the real issues are sorted out, I reckon, especially with when and how you should eat McDonald's.
Mate, we tackle the big issues, Tom, on this show, and we also have questions.
Just quickly, what radio show doesn't tackle the big issues?
There are some out there.
We're going to have Julian Dennison on the show tonight. He's from Deadpool 2. You know, may know him as the star of Hunt for the Wilder People.
He is a very funny guy. He's very young.
Yeah.
Young Kiwi boy, and he's always up for a chat. Yeah, I'm keen to speak to him.
As well as a return, Ollie, of... What are you done with?
Oh, it's true. I've got a rant. Can I do a rant on a Tuesday?
Sure.
Should we start the show with that? Just get into a rant? What do you reckon?
If you want.
Oh, it's a bit negative.
Yeah.
No, let's start the show with this. Look, yesterday we were discussing money on the show. Mm. I've been ruminating. I've been thinking about money. And I've got a... I think this show deserves a party.
No, 100%.
I mean, every radio show eventually gets to have a party of some kind. Usually it's behind the scenes.
We're national.
We are national. I want to suggest that we host a party of our own.
Sick.
Now, money's obviously an issue.
Yeah.
Money will be an issue, but I want to troubleshoot that next. I've got an idea about how to raise some cash.
Brilliant. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Can't help myself. Flowers. Triple M's Tom and Ollie gearing up for a big Tuesday night. Yeah. I hope yours is finishing up very well or starting if you're heading into night shift. We'll take you through to 10 o'clock. We've got What Are You Done With? We've got Julian Dennison from Deadpool 2. It's all going to be good.
So pumped, Tom.
And party vibes.
Can I also say, I'm feeling good just wearing a hat with my headphones over the top of the hat.
You look like Harry from Harry's Practice. So.
Well, he's a handsome guy. So.
Yeah.
Actually, can you save that song?
Oh, yeah.
Just cut it off.
Sure.
I want to use that song here because.
You want a drone or something?
Yeah, sure. Look, if you've heard the show before, you know what we do. You know
the drone's just loading. Sorry.
Okay. Yep. You know that we work hard. We take our job seriously. You know we don't bring basic errors to the show like sounds loading. We take this job seriously. Yep. We work hard every day.
Drone now.
Yep.
Yep. Cool.
We put on a 3-hour show, 4 nights a week.
It's massive.
We work hard. Okay. We've got a strong team. It's you and me, and we've got Bell, our producer.
And the rest of Australia.
And all your calls obviously make this show. When we have questions, you answer them. And as we always say, we don't plan the answers. We just plan the questions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Without you guys, the show doesn't mean much, Tom.
No.
We'd be doing a whole lot of padding, which we're getting pretty good at sometimes. But
oh, yeah.
You can't pad forever.
Yeah.
Wish I could.
Is the drone still good? Just
still good.
Okay, cool.
What I'm suggesting to you is that after almost 4 months of toiling away in 2018, it's time that we turned our eyes to the horizon and to what I'm calling the end of year party.
I will.
It's a celebration.
Thanks, Cool and the Gang. They'll come to the party.
You're welcome.
We'll get them there. We'll pay for them.
Huh?
No, okay. So here's the crux of it.
Do you
need
the drone back?
No.
Okay.
Just nothing. That's nothing.
Okay.
Obviously, we want to have a party, and that'd be great fun. As radio hosts in the past, we've done it. It's great to get you guys involved, get you guys along.
Yeah.
Just have a good time.
It's a celebration.
It is a celebration.
Guys, it's a celebration.
We deserve it.
You know, everyone deserves
it. We've earned it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We want to host the party, but the issue is money. We've asked our boss. Okay. His name is Fitzy.
He's a big fat no.
A big fat no from Fitzy.
Yeah.
And so he said, fund it yourselves. So,
We
will.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, don't cut the music out on me.
Sorry.
That sounds stupid. It's like karaoke when you're like, I'm killing it. And then the music cuts out. And you're like, oh, I'm not killing it.
No, yeah.
So I reckon.
Or karaoke sober.
I'm going to put it out there.
Yep.
We fund it ourselves. We self-fund. Now.
Yeah, you should fund it. It's a good idea.
Don't be stupid.
Okay.
Whatever we do, we'll be shared equally. So I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
100 bucks from me.
Uh-huh.
100 bucks from you.
Yep.
100 bucks from Bell, our producer.
Correct.
Bell, don't just shake your head.
No.
What, you're not part of the team? When it suits you, you're opting out, are you?
I just want to be part of the team, guys.
Well, here's
what?
Your chance.
What, you don't want to pay?
Here's your chance to be part of the team. Producer Bell?
I'll pitch $10.
Okay, you're going to have 1/10 of a drink.
Great.
And come 1/10 of the time.
Oh, what?
What? Yeah, okay.
To the party.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
To the duration of the party.
I was going to say, Belle will have 1/10 of a drink and still be drunk there. So, you know, that could be a good result for Belle as well.
No one's getting drunk at this party. Responsible service of alcohol is always put at Southern Cross Stereo events.
Okay, so let's just, in theory, we have $210.
$210.
But stuff, Belle, I'm going to make Belle pay more.
Yeah,
let's say Belle, you know, she's on half the wage we're on.
Sure.
Let's say she pays $50.
Yeah,
bucks,
yeah, okay.
Right?
Good.
So
$250.
$250.
Okay, that's pretty good.
How can we, what's the best way that we can turn $250 into
thousands,
a larger amount of cash?
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, I did mention offhand that you can always go to the casino and put it all on black.
I'm keen for that.
But that doubles your money.
Yeah. Or hang on. It doesn't always.
Always. Guaranteed.
No. Sometimes you lose
it. Guaranteed
that.
To double your money. Hit it.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not double your money.
No,
sometimes
okay.
You
sometimes
it.
You lose your money, yeah. But most of the time, you double your money. Hit it.
Celebrate the time.
Come on.
So, 1-3-5-3, here's my question.
Yeah.
Have you turned a small amount of money into a heap of cash?
Because we probably have enough for 5 slabs. And nothing else.
And that's only slabs. That's no
only
venue.
Slabs.
That's drinking illegally in a park.
Yeah.
So that is not feasible from a workplace perspective.
There's no airfare, so you'll have to drive to wherever we put it.
So we need to increase our cash flow.
Yeah.
We're starting with a base amount of $250.
Are we saying open invite at this stage as well? Yeah, it's open invite currently.
Oh, mate, for a long time this show's opener included the open house man himself, Corey Worthington.
This should be a Corey Worthington style party.
So it's open house, so everyone's involved. Yeah. But how did you do it? How did you turn a small amount of cash into a heap of money? I want to hear success stories. Maybe you invested in something that just went off.
Can you ask that question once more, but just like give it a big amount of gusto at the end?
Did you turn a small amount of money into a heap of cash? Fifth time sounds good.
Yeah. 1-3-3-5-3. How can we turn this $250 into enough for the party of the year? But I'm calling it.
I want to hear your success stories, but I will take suggestions as well. Because that, you know, that's nice to know.
1-3-3-5-3, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Interstate love song, Stone Temple Pilots. Hope you're having a great night, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Yeah. God, good vibes, Tom. Discussing what is going to be one of the greatest parties, or you could say celebrations, that we've ever seen at Triple M.
Celebration.
We're going to have a good time now.
You want to hold an end of your party? I'm on board. I'm pretty sure you're on board as well because it's an open invite currently.
Oh, who wouldn't be on board?
Yeah.
You'd be crazy to not be on board.
If
you're not on board, get off board. We don't want you.
Yeah, great point. The issue we do face is budgetary.
And we've
each put in $100. Producer Bell's put in $50. We need more, though.
Well, and can I say at this stage...
Like, I don't want to call myself a thirsty piggy, but currently I'm a thirsty cash piggy.
You are thirsty. And, you know, for all potential sponsors out there, this show is unsponsored as yet.
And I want to say that the thirsty cash piggy is nothing like the cash cow from Sunrise.
You aren't like him?
I'm not like him.
Appearance-wise, or you mean desperation-wise?
The thirsty cash piggy, right? He...
Is that a made-up thing that you are?
Yeah, I'm thirsty for cash.
Yeah. And you're a piggy.
And I'm a piggy.
Piggy bank. Just coins, though. No notes.
Thirsty cash piggy once did have a running with the cash cow.
Yeah.
And look, all I'm saying is, I didn't know he wasn't that way inclined.
Oh. Tried to play the sound effect. Look, Tom, I take your point. Whatever it is, I don't know what it was, but I take your point. And we need cash. So what we've got right now is me investing $100 of my own money. Tom, you're going to come on board equally, $100 from you.
Yep.
And Bell, our producer, who is, well, let's say it, poor, is going to give $50, which leaves us with $250. So we want to invest that as best we can and make a small amount of money into a heap of cash.
David, have you been able to do this?
1-3-3-5-3. David.
I have, but one way that you could potentially, you've got to have low outlays. I've seen one person on Coro Drive with a cardboard sign with a Sharpie written on the side saying, give me money for the keg fund.
The keg fund, yeah.
Yeah, so I had no idea. How about we go down to the lovely people down at Officeworks, spend about $5-$10, and we get some people out there to sort of...
Sounds, come on!
Thank you, David.
Peter, Peter, what's how did you turn a small amount of money into a heap of cash?
Oh, mate, well, it was this little story. I'd done a paper run. I used to do the paper run to make ends meet with the family. And there was an old car sitting out the front there, and someone broke into it. So I knocked on the door, and the Islander bloke came to the door, and he said, "Mate, it's a piece of crap." You know, and I said to him, "I said, what do you want for it?" And he said, "Oh, just give me five." And I've gone, "Oh, I'll give you $500." He said, no, just give me $5. So I ended up giving him $50 for it. I got it registered. I sold it for $5,500. So that was my way of, you just got to keep your eye out for these little cars sitting around it. People don't think there's any value to it.
We need to find some idiot. We need to find an idiot who doesn't value their own car and who'll sell it for us for cash.
Nah, well, see, because I've done the paper run, I was seeing it all the time, just sitting there, never moved.
Ah,
and one day the door was ripped open.
So
I told him that someone broke into the car, and he just said, nah, it's a heap of crap. It won't start, won't do nothing. So okay. I got it for $50.
Great practical advice for us to go around and look for cars that we could potentially
sell. No, I don't go looking for them. It was just doing the paper run, and that's how.
Okay. It's not all about you, Peter. So, you know, there's a part where your story has to mold in with what we're doing, Peter.
Yeah.
So just try and get your head out of your own paper run for a second.
He did go on a paper run.
You got a paper run, and he did sell a car for a lot more money than he bought it for. Well done, Peter.
Mm.
Again, I'm still leaning towards going to the casino, putting it all in black. And basically guaranteeing ourselves $500.
No, I just want to.
Yeah.
It doesn't guarantee you.
Basically guarantee. I said basically.
Yeah, but when you.
What are the odds? 9 out of 10 that you'll double your money and get $500.
They're not
getting old, that song.
Yeah, they're not the odds.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the odds are, but the point is it's easy cash.
I think it's. Anyway, it's less than half. Hey, Charlie.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Charlie. So far, not having much luck with
you
know, ideas that we can translate to us in terms of turning a small amount of cash into a large amount of cash.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So my biggest piece of advice and my biggest tip would be to invest it all into cryptocurrency. Have you heard about that?
Well, of course, okay, Charlie. Crypto.
Now, we have heard about cryptocurrency, and we have invested ourselves quite lightly.
Oh, okay.
But do you so you think it's a good way to go?
Of course. I'll give you a little story. So a few years ago when I was in year 12 with my friends and I, we were stumbled across upon it online. It said purchase something with, you know, online money.
Yep.
So back then it was only literally a few couple dollars. So it was about $8 a piece.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had a few hundred dollars. We just all chipped in. And now I pretty much turned about $10. And I kept adding every year, and I have over $50,000 worth now.
Whoa. You started with $10, and so each year you maybe added another,
$20? Yeah, I added a couple hundred. Yeah.
Okay.
So honestly, right now, it's on its way back up. And
is it?
That's what I'm doing, yeah. It's right now at about 11,000 for one Bitcoin, but you obviously know about the other coins as well, the cheaper ones. They're all down as well.
Hang on. Charlie, do you mind sticking around? We need to talk more about this, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. All right, let's talk more to Charlie. But if you've turned a small amount of cash into a large amount of cash, give us a call, 133353, and we'll hear more about cryptocurrencies next with Charlie, as well as an offer I'm hearing, Ollie, of someone who wants to be involved in the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 133353, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey,
there we go.
That's right.
Yeah, there we go.
That's right, everyone. It's Tom and Ollie. We're having a party for the end of the year.
It's going to be massive.
Been working hard for 4 months now. It's almost, almost middle of May or end of May.
Before we get into that, Ollie, don't forget Julian Dennison. We're going to get him on the phone very soon. He's promoting Deadpool 2. And so we'll have a chat to him very soon. He's the star from The Hunt for the Wilder People. I'm excited for that.
And he's the new star of Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Very funny young boy. Now, we're celebrating, Tom, prematurely perhaps, but we are celebrating because we're going to have an end-of-year party.
Yeah.
And,
do you want the sound?
You're all involved. Everyone's invited. I think that soundbite is wearing thin, potentially. So we'll just ease up on it.
Hang on, and when's the party?
End of the year.
So
it's an end-of-year party.
So go light on Cool and the Gang.
Yeah. Don't thrash Cool and the Gang to every segment from now on for the rest of the year.
Noted.
Yeah. But we're trying to flesh out how do we make our very small budget, a modest budget that we have personally funded, you're welcome, of $250 How can we turn that into more cash?
Yeah, now we do have Charlie who was talking about Bitcoin. We'll go to him in just a tick, but we've got Dallas on the phone on 133353. I think Dallas has got a pretty good proposition that I wanted to put to you, Ollie. Good evening, Dallas.
G'day, how you going?
You want to be involved in this party somehow?
Oh, I sure do.
All right, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm a popular DJ from Melbourne and Geelong.
Popular DJ from Melbourne and Geelong. What's your DJ name, okay. Dallas?
It's just my name, Dallas Riccardi.
Dallas Riccardi.
And Melbourne and Geelong, sounds like you're from Geelong, but you come to Melbourne to do gigs. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Look, mate, I appreciate that Dallas wants to get involved, but obviously, Dallas, you would know that I'm a DJ myself. Ollie's a DJ.
We can do it together.
Yeah. Look, I don't share the limelight that often with my DJ gigs.
Are there any iconic DJ duos?
You could be like,
you could be like Peking Duck.
We could be Peking Duck.
It's very not Triple M though.
We can even use more DJs. I paid $30,000 for them.
$30,000.
How old
are you, Dallas?
I'm 17.
How are you getting $30,000 for DJ? I'm
a second year apprentice.
He's paid for that. So what are you spinning on, mate? Are you talking CDJs, DDJs, vinyl?
DDJ Nexus 2s.
Yeah. I got a Pioneer controller DDJ SZ.
They're good because they've got the 6 or the 8 hot cues?
Yeah, okay. all in my controller, yep. 8 hot cues.
Yeah, you're losing us.
Dallas,
you're losing us here.
I'll do it all for free to help you out.
Look, yep. I would charge at my own party, Tom. That's the reality for me.
Yeah, you would. So, hang on, we've got a budget of $250.
I know, but
how much would you be taking from that for DJing?
All of that and more. Well, because I'm a high rated DJ, so maybe Dallas from Geelong in brackets visits Melbourne, is a good option to have in the back pocket.
Okay, Dallas, we'll keep your number, okay, mate.
All right, too easy.
You'll need to be 18 though when you come to the party. When are you 18?
In 3 weeks, June 2nd.
Okay,
great. End of your party, Dallas. Just to get a vibe on your style, what's your favourite song or artist?
Well, my favourite song is Cold Chisel.
Yeah, it's a band.
Yeah. Flame Trees by Cold Chisel.
And you'd spin that at the party?
I spin that all the time in K-San and all them.
Yeah, good stuff. Brilliant.
Okay, good Triple
Sounds
M music.
Like Geelong.
Okay, so that's good. Well, let's go back to Charlie now. Charlie, you were saying, thank you for hanging around. You were saying before that Bitcoin, you reckon, is where it's at to turn this $250
into big money. Now, Charlie, I got to ask you, because we have, you know, less than $300 right now. $250 is our number. Can we turn that into, by the end of the year, a sizable sum?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you reckon, what's the potential here and how do we go about it?
So you guys obviously have experience trading Bitcoin.
When
Well, I've got an account. CoinSpot gave us an account, which is nice of them. And so we started with $100, although I invested heavily personally.
I turned my $100 into $250.
Okay.
Well, I'm using that. There we go. It's a good start.
Yeah.
Charlie, what's the how much could we get and how do we do it?
Look, I can't give you an exact number, but so if you are going to purchase now, you purchase Bitcoin, you might purchase some other coins as well, diversify the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make a lot of money right now, because right now it's at its low, mm-hmm. it's at about $11,000,
okay,
and they're hoping that it goes over $25,000 at the end of the year.
That's insane.
All right.
Yeah, so if you invest that money, you know, the return is quite high.
So buy now, you're saying?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Okay.
Well, look, I mean, it's not a risk, but
it's up to you.
It's more effort than the casino than just putting it all on black. Tom, if we do it, we just chuck all the money in, and if it goes up, great. If it doesn't, awkward.
Yeah, you're not going to lose. You only lose money if you sell it. You can put it in It will go up by the end of the year. I can guarantee you.
Sounds rock solid.
It sounds like putting it all on black.
Yeah.
A bit.
You will not lose money. You've heard it there first from Charlie. So why not proceed with a vengeance and speed?
Well, how about tomorrow night we'll do some investing then maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe next week.
Maybe just do it in your own time, Tom.
Okay, great.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time. With less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, you know I'm many things. I am the creative powerhouse of this show.
Yeah, you're also Harry from Harry's Practice tonight with that stupid hat.
Hey.
What hat is that?
It's just a nice... I found it. I can't even pay for it. It's just a nice hat.
Go over to Instagram at Tom and Ollie with a Y to see Ollie's stupid hat.
Yeah, there's a poll up, actually. We should check the results on that, whether it's fashion or not. But I was saying, I'm many things. I'm a DJ. I do wear hats sometimes. I dress up sometimes. What I'm not is a Marvel man. I'm not a Marvel person.
Whoa, Ollie, we're about to talk Deadpool.
Well, that is what I'm saying, Tom. I'm not a Marvel man, and yet I did very much enjoy, can I say this right now? Are we allowed to say our opinions on Deadpool 2?
We saw a pre-release.
There was a big deal about don't speak about it. I hope I don't offend anyone here by saying I love the movie Deadpool 2.
Oh, what? It's out tomorrow though, Ollie. How did you see that?
I know. I snuck in. legally. Yep. And of course, up next time, we're chatting to one of the stars of that movie, Julian Dennison, who plays one of the main stars.
Bifist.
He's very funny.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone next. This is the man, the killers. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. And we're back. The Dolphins Cry live. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I remember you before that, Skid Row. Having a fun one tonight. We'll get into what are ya done with very soon, as well as Drunk Dads. Yeah. But
what are you done with? Because I'm done with something. So have a think.
What are ya done with?
Done with, yeah.
What are you done with? Ollie, Apple Watch news.
Oh, really, Tom?
So...
Well, often you're a bit embarrassed about your Apple, your love of Apple things, so...
I am,
I'm glad to see you're now owning that.
What is your stance on the Apple Watch?
It's a waste of time. You bought me one 2 years ago when you knew I didn't want one, and I said, I don't want this, and you said, oh, how rude are you?
Yeah, you were rude.
And I didn't want it, and you knew that. And my attitude is, like the great man Nath Valvo once said, the more things your watch can do, the less I want to hang out with you. And that is... never a truer word spoken. I don't care about your watch.
Well, during my morning news cycle, Ollie, of course, part of that is macrumors.com, where I read about the latest Apple Mac news. You know, the rumors that are circulating.
So is it like News Corp, then a Fairfax paper, and then it's macrumors.com. News.com, Daily Mail.
WWDC is coming up soon, so there's rumors surrounding
what's that worldwide.
Well, why is it a developers conference? OBS. It's like their biggest keynote of the year. Anyway, forget about that, Ollie. There's a guy called Gaston DeQuino. He says that the Apple Watch
Gaston
saved his life.
Wow. Okay. I'm more intrigued. I thought Gaston was your favorite character in
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
He is a prick, but he's very good looking.
No one knows who that is. I don't know who that is. But okay, so some guy called Gaston reckons his watch saved his life. Hang on, I've heard it before. You mentioned this like a year ago. You were like, this watch saved this man's life because he was having a heart attack. That one?
Well, Gaston DeQuino, he's 76. He's sitting at church, right?
Yeah.
He's preaching to the good Lord, Ollie, you know. He's doing his bit.
What, is he the preacher?
Well,
he's not preaching.
No, well, he's sitting in the church and he's praying, sure. He gets a little alert on his Apple Watch, probably on silent mode, because, you know, it doesn't need to disturb him while he's at church, but it'll just give him a quiet tap on the wrist. But as it did, it said, hey, dude, you've got an elevated heart rate. And he's like, what? That's weird. I don't feel anything. I feel fine. Nothing's wrong. He goes to the doctor, because he's heard of stories like this before. He goes to the doctor after an ECG, an electrocardiograph, Ollie. It indicates that on his third main artery, it's 90% blocked. He's a ticking time bomb of a fatal heart attack.
Oh, well, how good's Apple? How good's the Apple Watch?
They're the real winners here. Not Gaston.
Not his blocked valve that was going to kill him.
Pretty incredible stuff.
Well, Tom, I'm so happy for you, and I'm so glad that you spent half your life investing in Apple products. And the good thing is, when you have a heart attack one day, your watch will tell you as well. Well, that's why you bought it, surely. And to measure your steps, when the heart attack comes.
On Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Still having so much fun. Can't believe that we're having an end of year party, Ollie. This is going to be huge.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Celebration at the end of the year for all the hard work we've done so far.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could say it's early. No, never too early.
If you did miss it earlier on the show, yeah, we're going to have an end of year party. We've put in $250 and probably going to invest it in cryptocurrency, I reckon.
Probably the way to go. And hopefully it builds because it's a very low budget at this stage.
Yeah.
But you never know, you know, the sky's the limit.
Hey, still to come, we're going to ask, what did your drunk dad do? I heard about an incredible story. It's shocking, to say the least.
Yeah, drunk dad's not far. Yeah. But Tom, up next, I want you...
And hang on, by the way, is there more movements in your waxing of the crack in Naughty After Nine?
It's tomorrow it's been confirmed. So I have got a lot to discuss with you about how that's going to work. When I do get a full wax, you know, people say sack, back and crack. Do I go all three? I'm not sure. We'll work it out.
That's only an hour away.
So much happening in the show, Tom. Next, I want you to reopen an old segment that we have, you could say, said goodbye to. I want you to bring it back.
Really?
It's called What Are You Done With?
Oh, not What Are You Done With.
What Are You Done With?
You're done with.
Because I have a rant that I need to get off my chest.
Great. That's up next. What Are You Done With? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Men at Work, who can it be now? Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Always get involved on the socials as well. If you've got them, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie with a Y. And you can also see Ollie in his stupid Harry's practice hat today.
I was going to post about the drunk dads and give us your drunk dad story on Facebook.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe Belle, our producer, can post that photo of the drunk dads. Thank you, Belle. And you can get involved there on Tom and Ollie. But Tom, I want you to reopen an old segment. No. It's one that... look, we got tired of because you ended up repeating yourself a fair bit, but I need to get this off my chest. It's a rant. It's something that I'm done with.
It doesn't have an opener. All it has is this.
Yeah.
What are you done with? What are ya done with?
Well, what I'm done with, yeah.
What are you done with? What are you done with? Give us a call, 133353.
Well, what I'm done with, Tom,
well, what are you done with?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, what are you done with?
So, what are you done with? 133353. Yeah. What are ya da wow.
Excellent, Tom. That's enough. So I might sound old, yeah. And I know that's the risk here, but I don't care.
You're 27.
I'm so done with seeing people riding their push bikes.
Yeah.
I don't care where they ride. Footpath, road, not my issue.
Oh no.
Wearing a helmet.
Oh yeah.
But not done up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Point.
What are you done with?
What is the point? Why? You know what I'm saying? It's like
it's idiot.
You've put the helmet on.
Yeah.
If you just do it up,
yeah.
It might save your life.
Yeah.
If you leave it hanging, it won't do anything. It will fall off when you fall off. It's like putting on a seatbelt, but just tucking it into your pants and not clicking it in properly.
Yeah.
It's like getting a high-vis vest, you know, at a work site.
Yeah.
But just tucking it into your bum, letting it hang down the bottom.
There's a lot of things that you're tucking into.
Yeah, it's like you're just tucking. You're going halfway. If you're going to wear a helmet,
yeah.
don't make me angry for one. But two, don't put a driver at risk of killing you because you can't clip in your helmet.
Well, I mean, the driver shouldn't hit the cyclist. You know, the driver should be a better driver.
No, he shouldn't. But if the helmet's not done up, that's their fault.
Well, the driver's probably only tucked his seatbelt in as well and had his high-vis vest tucked into his pants, so it's just insane.
Well,
I'm
done with it.
Well, hang on. What are...
Yeah?
You're done with? What are you done with?
Well, what I'm done with, Tom, is people not putting up their helmets.
How far out? We went through that.
Yeah, we've done that.
So, you know what it needs? It needs a... Like... Hey, he's done with it.
That's what I'm done with.
Hey, he's done with it.
Yeah, that's
Is
right.
Is that good?
That's good. So,
right?
I mean, I feel better.
Mm.
I've shared that.
What? Ha?
Ha?
Ah?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, done with. 133353.
What are you done with?
What are you done with?
Let's. We'll take your calls now. Let's hear from Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, what are you done with? Ben?
What are you?
Sorry, Tom.
Mate,
done with Ben.
I'm done with watching people drive with headphones on.
Oh, okay.
He's done with it.
He's done with it. Now, I mean, I've done it before. Is it that bad?
Well, if there's people beeping or there's fire trucks or ambulances,
yeah.
It's a bit difficult.
Yeah. But, I mean, is it much worse than just blaring music out of your speakers?
Well, I'm sure you'll hear the ambulance, or that might be going to your mother's house to sort her out for a heart attack.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Ben,
get angry,
mate.
Ben, get angry. Yeah, mate. I'm not impressed. If I see anyone wearing headphones while they're driving, I'm gonna actually beep and abuse them.
Yeah, good.
So
a bit of abuse. That's all right.
So when I said, "What are you done with?" What are you gonna say, Ben?
I'm done with people wearing headphones while they're driving.
Brilliant.
Oh, no, he's arced up. Watch out.
Stupid time to arc up as well at the end of the call.
He's got worked up over his own conversation.
Yeah.
He's worked himself into a
stupor. Hey, 133353, what are ya done with? What are you done with?
What are you done
what
with?
What are...
Yeah. What are you done with?
You're done with 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The honeymoon is over. The cruel sea. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Drunk Dads very soon.
Drunk Dads, and the post is up if you want to get involved more subtly via social media. You can do that on Facebook.
Yeah, totally. At Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Now, Tom, we've reopened a can of worms here. What are you done with is a segment that you were very proud of. Can't say I'm loving.
What?
There's a grating element.
Yeah.
To the way you do this segment.
Done.
And people
with.
People are tired of it.
Are they?
Already had two calls saying, can you shut up?
What are you done with? 133353. What are ya done?
That's not true. I made that up. No one's got anything negative to say. Positive vibes only on a Tuesday.
That's what they say. So 133353.
Hashtag 420.
What are ya?
Done with. Yeah. Done with. Done with.
Done.
Done with. With. With.
With.
Yes. Okay, Matt on 133353. What are you done with, Matt?
Hey, fellas, I'm done with people not giving you the mandatory wave when you let them in while you're driving. They're the worst person.
Yeah.
Mate, every grievance is about the road driving. And I respect that, Matt. And this is one of those things where you just want to get a wave, don't you?
Yeah, just a little two fingers up. That's all you need. Just hit a stump.
He's done with it.
If you don't get a wave, the phrase I say is, isn't that hard to wave? What do you say to yourself, Matt, when they don't wave?
It normally involves an expletive, so shouldn't air it.
Okay, can't be said on radio.
Hayes!
Done with it. No.
Done with it!
You need to make that work, all right? You can't, don't just drag it out for so long.
It's fine.
It's meant to be punchy.
Yeah, is it?
He's done with it.
He's done with it!
Could be punchier.
Could?
Ben, what are you done
with? Hey, whoa. What are... Yep. Hey, Ben.
Hey, mate.
What are ya... done with?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm done with when I sit on a train and there's plenty of other seats around.
Yeah.
And then someone comes and cozies up right next to me.
Oh. Like a weirdo.
I'm not sure if it's just me.
Hayes.
But there's
done with it.
I'm done with it. There's a bunch of thigh rubbing going on. It's a bit intimate.
Are you just too attractive?
Fair chance.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. You're done with being hot.
I'm done with being too attractive.
He's done with it.
Done.
He's done with it. Ben's getting into it.
Hey, Mark.
That's what someone is.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good.
I'm
what? Hang on, wait. I just have to ask a question. What are you
done with?
Done with.
Yeah.
I'm done with everyone got their noses in the phone when they're walking around the streets or on the bus or everywhere they go.
Yeah.
But their noses in the phone. No one looks up. No one says hello.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Oh, he's done with it. Bloody millennials. I tell you what, Mark.
He's done with it.
He's done with it.
He's done with it.
Is it really the kids that are doing it, Mark? Or do you reckon every age group is a culprit?
Every age group is a culprit. Oh. I'm in my 50s.
Yep.
Mate, we didn't have phones before. It was just everyone used to say hello, look at you, smile, and say good day. Now everyone's got their head tilted.
Yeah,
and not everyone's got sore necks these days, you know? Yeah.
Mate, was it a better time back then without the phones?
Oh, 100% better.
Yeah.
100%
better. 100%
better.
Mate, people had conversations.
They talked in real life.
They
That's it.
Listen
we
to
had
music.
Conversations.
Yeah.
That's it.
Psychedelics, all that stuff.
Yep.
They had newspapers.
They had newspapers, yeah.
That they bury their heads in. And books.
Well, but at least everyone said hello. And
did they?
Good afternoon or how you going?
Yeah. How was Woodstock, Mark?
Yeah, well, hey. They were the best days ever. Bring back the 70s and 80s any day.
Yeah. Done with it, Mark. I'm with you. He's...
I'm done with it.
Done with it. Yep.
He's... done with it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And look what.
Hang on. And there's one thing I would say that Mark is like. It's like. I've been
waiting so long. So punchy, Tom, with those sound cues. Well done.
Thanks.
Kelly, last one here. What are you.
Whoa. I'd do it.
What are you done with, Kelly?
No.
Bye.
Hang on.
Bye.
Just Kelly. Yep. Sorry. What are.
You hear Kelly just go, oh.
That is what I'm done.
What are you done with, Kelly?
I'm listening to you repeat yourself over and over again, saying, "What are you done with?"
She's done with it.
What are you?
It's bloody annoying.
Oh, I feel you, Kelly.
She's...
Yeah, so I'm sure it's time to can
done with it
again, because I'm done with it.
Are you done with it, Kelly?
Yeah, completely.
So if I asked...
No, I'm not even going to answer you anymore, because, it's over. Yeah.
It wasn't clear exactly, because I spoke over you for a second. Just ask again, Tom.
I was going to say...
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Hurry
up.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. You keep talking.
Get on with it.
But you keep talking, so I'm trying to do it.
Yeah.
Here you go. What?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still hearing noise down the phone.
Oh, far out. Your words are more annoying than a 4-year-old child.
Yeah.
And I've got two of them.
Yeah.
And
sorry,
I'd rather put up with listening to them than listening to you say, what are you
done
with?
I'm sorry, Kelly.
She's done with it.
I'm sorry about Tom.
She's done with it. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Angie, the Rolling Stones. Could be our career that's rolling away, just like the Stones. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. And we'll get to What Did Your Drunk Dad Do very soon. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, now we did open a can of worms with What Are You Done With, Tom? I'm loath to say it out loud again. I don't want to get
you. Don't worry, I won't.
You won't say it again?
I won't say it again.
Because, look, you know, it was funny to really push Wendy before with her.
I've forgotten her name. With her Producer issue. Bell, what's her name?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. But
Kelly.
Not everyone's loving it. Got to be honest, on Facebook.
Hang on. Should I do it once more for those that might have just joined us?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Well, but they always say in radio, you need to catch people up.
Can I time it, though?
There's new listeners.
I'm going to time you. I'm going to time it.
Okay.
Because you can't go for all day, so you've got 8 seconds.
Okay. What?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Done with.
There you go. Okay. So you've been asking that question, and we've been hearing about various rants. Mine was about helmets not being done up.
Yep.
But on Facebook, Nathan said...
Kelly wasn't having a good time either.
No, she was pissed.
Yeah.
She was pissed off. And Nathan said, I'm done with this show. You want to be funny so-called comedians who are far from funny. Nathan saying this. Yeah. Much prefer to have Belle on for the whole show by herself.
She's our producer.
She's at least funny when she's on and can make an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Also, your doorbell has killed the show. The sound effect.
The doorbell has killed the show. The doorbell sound effect that we've got.
He's not loving it. Anyway, I want to focus on the bell part. What he said, Belle
is in the
on
doorbell.
The show. No, sorry.
Is it the doorbell?
No, the other bell. The human.
Oh, right. Okay.
She's at least funny, and when she's on, she can make an interesting conversation.
Well, before we get to that, Ollie.
So, Belle.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, if you Belle, want to do that. Yep.
Nathan thinks you're so funny, mate.
Mm. Dude.
And you can make interesting conversation. What do you got?
You can't just put me on the spot.
Well, he thinks you're good enough for this.
That's what our job is.
We didn't plan this.
No, I don't have your job. I have this job for a reason. But thank you to Nathan. It's very nice of him.
Great conversation,
mate. You're just calling one of our haters very nice. What type of producer goes, thank you so much for sending in that hateful negative feedback. Negative vibes only, please.
And great conversation there, Belle. That was fascinating stuff. Yeah. If I met you at a bar, we'd be chatting like crazy.
Mm.
Well, no, you could just pop me on the spot.
Give us a combo starter. What would you say?
Yeah, what would you do a break on? You know?
Is this fake?
What?
Are you joking? Did we really get this message?
We're live right now. No, this is a real message.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you to Nathan.
There you go, Nathan. I proved the point that Belle is not funnier or more interesting than us. I think that's guaranteed. I could talk for days, Tom. To start with, drunk dads.
Oh, I have an insane story about what a drunk dad did. And
when he came home from the
pub
and ran into the babysitter. That's right. Up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
All right. How about this, Ollie? A dad gets home, right? He's inebriated, and I don't agree with that. I think everyone should always drink responsibly.
Well, now you're doing a month off alcohol. You're suddenly a turncoat to alcohol.
Month off alcohol, all right? So everybody drinks is a dickhead in my eyes.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, no, but my boss doesn't drink, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Yeah, so now you've ruined it.
Anyway, this dad comes home, inebriated.
Mm.
Goes to bed. He's hired a babysitter for the night.
This guy's a footy player, by the way, just to give a bit of context. Not AFL. I'm talking local footy.
Local football, that's right.
A friend of ours.
And he gets up to go for number ones at the toilet, accidentally goes into the babysitter's room.
Because she stayed late, obviously. She was looking after the kids.
And he wees on the babysitter. He weed on the babysitter.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? It's not nice.
What? And you know, this is why I say people who drink are dickheads, because they're weeing on babysitters.
Mate, who hasn't, you know, in a low moment, weed on a babysitter? Honestly. Honestly. Look me in the eye and tell me you haven't weed on a babysitter.
Well, I don't know what people do.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, but the people who I wee on, I don't know what they do for a living. Oh, so I could have weed on a babysitter.
At some of the clubs you've been to when you have done that in Berlin.
1-3-3
You haven't asked if they're babysitters.
1-3-3-5-3 What has your drunk dad done? We've done this before. Drunk dads, they're always a laugh. Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3 This is the new one from Muse. It's called Thought Contagion. Turn it up. New music. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Give us a call. It's new music on Triple M. That one's called Thought Contagion from Muse. You're with Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine isn't far away. Ollie, this Wednesday, is getting his backside waxed. Yes, we've turned into that radio show. I'm so sorry.
Mate, it's a real bush down there. Got to get it done.
But you've been doing some reading and there will be even more developments with the back bush.
Yeah.
The rear bush.
And how far do you go, you know? The sack, the back, the crack. Do you go all three? The trifecta?
That'll be after 9 o'clock. Right now, 1-3-3-5-3 What did your drunk dad do? We like this one.
Lots of comments on Facebook, which is nice. Tom and Ollie, you can find it there. And Ryan said, look, the comments are quite strange, as you'd expect. Ryan said, mate's dad got home drunk with a mate and he microwaved some frozen meat pies and they played meat pie bocce in the kitchen. I'm imagining that they're just throwing the meat pies up into the air and watching them land near, you know, a white jack, which might have been a cat or who knows what
cat?
It was. Something fun. And Jen has said, my dad accidentally won $16,000 worth of advertising space in the local paper in an auction, which I'm guessing he didn't have much of a need for.
That's brilliant. Amy on Instagram said her dad crawled up the stairs in my house and claimed he was getting ready for yoga.
Whoa, that is good. More than drunk.
It's fun. 1-3-3-5-3 get involved. Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate. What did your drunk dad do?
Well, he came home while I was 12 years old and painting my toenails. And he was, oh, what are you doing, Sarah? And I'm like, I'm painting my toenails. I want to feel pretty. He's like, oh, make me pretty too. And so my 6'4", 120-kilo ex-Navy dad let me paint his toenails hot pink while he was drunk.
In a moment of weakness, I imagine, Sarah.
Yeah, he regretted it the next morning. He woke up and just yelled out, get this off my feet. And,
woke up to himself, didn't he?
Yeah, he brought it on himself. Yeah, and then he knocked over the bottle of nail polish while I was doing it. And laughed at my mum while she cleaned it up. So
sounds like a great dad.
For the most part, he is.
What a role model.
Sure. Of course, we don't condone
being a drunk dad.
Yeah.
You know.
Be a good dad.
It's most dads who win, like, World's Best Dad mugs, they're sober.
And Ollie, as someone who has given up alcohol for 27 days, exactly.
You hero.
I stand by the fact that everyone who drinks is a dickhead.
For this month, at least.
For the 20th, next week. Yeah, next week.
Well, and as someone who has two dads, I stand by the fact that I know what a good dad is.
Do you? Because you had two. So
exactly right. I got the best of both worlds.
Did you? Or did you get half from both?
Well, both love a drink, so good on them. Brittany.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Brittany.
Hey, guys. So, when I was about, I'm guessing about 16, came home, snuck through my window after a night of drinking Passion Pop.
No,
at the park with my friend.
Not good.
Yeah, so anyways, I get home, snuck into bed, and 20 minutes later, I hear a bang from next door from my dad's room, go to investigate, and it's my dad sneaking through the window doing exactly the same thing that I did.
Brittany.
Yeah, I guess.
But he wasn't as smooth as you.
No, not as smooth. Probably broke a few things on the way through, maybe his leg, but yeah.
Did he need to sneak in? Isn't he the man of the house?
Well, that's what I said to him, and I think, yeah, he was a bit too intoxicated to really explain why at the time, but yeah, I was never allowed to tell this story, but yeah, he actually passed.
Good stuff. Thank you, Brittany. That's good.
Hey, Jason.
How you going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, yeah, all right.
having a good Tuesday night. What are you doing?
Well, getting ready to start work. I caught the 3 a.m.
Oh, night shift.
I'll be finishing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so a long day.
Oh, jeez.
What's your job?
powder coater doing toolboxes for use for Telstra and Energex and stuff.
Oh, wow. All
right. Well, oh, man. Important work, Jason.
Big day, big day.
Oh, no, nightmare job. Oh.
Can't be drunk for that.
Shoot me now, I do all out.
No, we won't. Jason, what did your uncle do?
Had to do. Yeah. He's come home from the rubbdy dub, full of rum, as usual. Right. And he staggered through the door. Hey, boy. I'm like, yeah, hey, Dad. Yeah. He's wandered down. He's turned right from the back door. He's gone down to the bedroom, yeah. Fallen into bed. Yeah. Anyway, 20 minutes later, he gets back up. Oh. And I hear him stomp, stomp. He's a big bugger. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, what's Dad doing? He's gone past the lounge room again. The toilet was in the middle. I'm like, what's he doing? So I got up and looked at him. Okay. He's opened the griller in the stove.
Yeah.
Pulled the griller out.
Yeah.
Peed in the griller.
Ah! The trough.
Right? He's pissing. I'm looking at him and going, what the fuck? I'm only nine.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. Oh, okay. It. Oh, we're going to have to dump that one.
Oh, no, what a shame.
Oh, well, what a shame.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Jason.
I mean, we had to dump.
If you missed the crux of the story, I think it was the crux. His dad pissed in the grill of the oven. And then he said the F-bomb.
Didn't lose a lot from dumping, by the way. 133353.
Should've dumped earlier.
Good on you, Jason. Thank you very much for the call. What did your drunk dad do? What did your drunk dad do? Give us a call. 133353.
There's more in this. Keep it open, Tom.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. This one's Running Down a Dream.
Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah.
Your band, Tom.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Running Down a Dream. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Actually, Ollie, I forgot. We just have to get back into delay.
Yeah.
So it's going to sound weird. Oh. All right, brilliant. That's brilliant.
There we go. We're back. And now Tom on Facebook, drunk dads, we're asking about on 133353. But as I said on Facebook, Tom and Ollie, quick one from Craig. He said, my dad broke my mum's hand while playing backyard cricket at my 13th birthday party.
Oh.
13, unlucky for some.
Unlucky for the hand.
Yes. Yes, that's it. That's what I was saying. Mm. Well done.
You was just saying unlucky for some. And I clarified the hand.
Mm, yeah. What?
Radio is passive listening. Ollie, spell it out.
What I was saying was the 13 was unlucky, and
therefore you don't need to tell us the third time.
Broker, yeah, that's what I thought, mate. So just trust me. I know comedy. You don't. Scott, I'm 133353. What'd your drunk dad do?
Hey guys, it was actually my mate's dad.
Oh yeah.
He came home from a Christmas party on Christmas Eve, really drunk, pissed all over the Christmas tree and all the presents.
The tree and the presents.
Yeah, he got them all.
Double whammy. Most of that cellophane-style paper, though, is waterproof. You'd hope that it just deflected, wouldn't you?
I don't think it did. They weren't happy.
Did everyone know it was him?
Oh, yeah, they were. As the story's been told numerous times around Christmas, his wife walked out and was like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? In the moment.
In the moment, caught, done.
Caught.
You know what you do in that situation, though? You clean it with Pino Clean, and then it smells like the Christmas tree.
Great. So with the pine smell.
With the pine smell.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it was a fake Christmas tree, then you've got the added pine smell. Yeah. And everyone's a winner. It disinfects. 99.9% of germs are gone.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Don't have a go at me. You should be thanking me for giving a natural scent to this tree.
Perfect. James, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, good, James. What are you up to tonight?
Going up to get a feed, actually.
what are you getting for dinner?
A bit of Macca's.
Brilliant.
Healthy dinner.
You're not going to take it home and eat it at home, are you, like a psychopath?
Of course not. No, in the car.
It in the car, of course.
We discussed that yesterday, James. Now, what's your drunk dad done?
My drunk dad came home from the pub one night, and he was so drunk. My mum was on the toilet. Mm. Okay. So, and he just got so irritated and called the cops on my mum because she was peeing too loudly.
No.
It's either a farcical comedy or a deeply disturbing family drama going on here. So the cops came?
Yeah, they did. And they realised that it was just a stupid call. So, yeah, they just left as soon as they got there.
Didn't put him to bed or anything?
Is your mum a notoriously loud weir, though?
Yeah. Not really, but she did have the door open.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's her house.
We shouldn't assume that he's in the wrong. Maybe the mum was peeing too loudly.
Shut up, mate.
You've got to ask every angle and every question. You'd be a bad cop because you'd walk in and you'd judge the guy. When you've got to work out, the decibel could be too loud, the volume. You just don't know.
Shut up. You sound very Triple M right now. Triple M. Hey, Sharon.
I fit the brand.
Hi, how are you?
What did your drunk dad do, Sharon?
Dad went to the pub, and when he came home, he was wearing a police officer's uniform, but he wasn't a police officer.
Oh, my God. It's funny, but it's also a worry, isn't it?
Yeah, we think it was someone that he knew, and we don't know how he ended up, but the next day the police officer came and knocked sheepishly on the door. Can I have my uniform back?
That's highly illegal.
Had the cop given it to him?
Oh, we don't know what happened. It was many years ago, but yeah, we're kind of like, why are you in a police uniform, and where did you get that from?
I know what's happened.
What's happened, Tom?
They've gone home together. He's picked up the wrong clothes. Yeah. You know what I mean? In the process.
I'm so sorry, Sharon, but Tom's just going to out your dad right now he's having a bit of fun with the cop.
But you know, you've probably done it. You've gone out with a girl. You've accidentally put her undies. You're going, why is there not enough room here? It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and Sharon, your dad said, you know, that holster's looking pretty good. Can I have a turn?
Well, it was a funny story. It's always a joke in the family.
Yeah, well, we all know cops are hot, though, Ollie. Come on.
They are. And dad's laughing it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Sheepishly.
Yeah. You with Tom and Ollie? On Triple M. Santa Monica, Everclear, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. There's some developments in Ollie's behind being waxed. Yes, we are that radio show. Yep.
But you can learn from my experience with the waxing, so that's the positive. Now, I want to just follow up on a thread from last week, and I want to clear my name. You were laughing at me because we went to the gym together.
Don't bring it up because I'll laugh again.
No, just have some respect. I mean, okay. Everyone has...
I'm not going to laugh. All right, I won't lie.
Everyone works out in their own way, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And has their own race to run. And so you're doing your deadlifts.
Man, I'm the first to say, you know, small achievable goals is what I'm always saying. You know, the gym, take your time. Make sure you're doing only small bits at a time. I would never laugh at you.
Excellent. And that's why, you know, I thank you for your respect. Yeah. And when I did say that I was deadlifting 60 kilos. And so don't. And so what I'm... Don't.
I'm not.
You're laughing.
No, it's breathing. I was breathing. I was breathing in and out very quickly.
Well, it sounded like laughing to me. We had a lot of ladies call up. In fact, only ladies calling up saying, I deadlift more than you, Ollie. And, you know, hats off to them. And I mean that. I'm wearing Dr. Harry's hat tonight.
You're wearing a weird hat tonight.
Hats off to those ladies. And good on you. The point is, I want to throw it out there. The app that I'm using, which, by the way, deserves a plug. If you want to get into the gym, Strong Lifts. Five by five.
Sorry, I got you into that.
Yeah,
don't take the credit.
No, well, I'm giving a free plug from me, Ollie, to Strong Lifts. It's a great way to get into working out.
Medi, you'll love that.
Medi runs the whole thing, and what it does is it builds up incrementally. So you have a starting baseline of what you lift, you know, like a bench, a deadlift.
You're only doing five reps, five sets. It's great, small achievable goals.
It is, and I started low, and that's building up a strong base level of strength for me. Now, that means that I'm incrementally going up each time.
And what am I doing, Ollie?
You're doing the same thing as me.
Yeah, but what
am I? You started months ahead of me. Yeah. Yes, you're deadlifting what, 90? Didn't you?
107.5 deadlifting.
Didn't you whinge out and you've lowered it down?
Didn't want to injure myself, so yeah, I've deloaded a bit, but still deadlifting over 100 and squatting 90.
So anyway, Strong Lifts is a good app. The point is, it goes up and up. I'm now doing 67 kgs. So, as I said... As I said, there is no shame in starting low and getting a good base strength, which is what I'm getting, which you haven't probably got, Tom, because you started high.
I know what's going on here.
Anyway.
This is a prank, isn't it?
It's not a prank.
You're not pranky.
I'm not ashamed to say I'm deadlifting 67.5. I did buy the app because I had the free version. I got the paid version, which gives you warm-up weights. So it tells you what to do as a warm-up before you go into your squat and your overhead press and your bench and your deadlift, right? It gives you a little set of what to do, and it says do a few empty bar lifts and then add some weights. It, you know, so I'm feeling good about myself until the warm-up does say in my deadlift section,
yeah,
your current work weight is too light to do warm-up sets. Come back to the screen once you're deadlifting at least 70 kgs.
Oh.
So thanks to the app and thanks to Medi who made Strong Lifts, for really rubbing it in that, yeah, you know what? There are girls out there who are deadlifting more than me. And yeah, I could afford to push more weights, but there's not enough weight to currently do a warm up. So sorry. Jesus. It's not fair. 60 is not a bad weight.
Mate, I'm warming up a lot because I'm lifting a lot more than you.
Whatever, mate. No one cares. 67 is not a laughing matter.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.